Welcome to These Are Good Days with Lee Ann Miller
and Matt Barris.
We back.
You know,
we back.
The song I was thinking in my head was, do you remember that song? Welcome back. Connor.
Welcome back, Connor. We are back with a brand new episode this week.
Yes.
After a little bit of July rewind.
You know what's crazy is we have never ever taken a break since we started in November of, what was it, 20?
I don't know. Years ago now.
November of 22, I think it was.
It'll be 3 years this November.
It'll be three years. Isn't that crazy? Yes. So it's our first time we've ever taken a break. And, you know, we deserve it.
It was it was very nice. It was nice. I listened because we did a little new intro to each one. And it was nice to revisit some of those popular episodes.
I know. It was great. It was so good.
And, you know, you were away and you could really just hone in and focus in on your family.
That's right.
And have such a good time at Mickey Mouse Land.
We did visit the mouse.
So we decided that this episode is going to be a good day episode.
It's all,
we're just going to catch up. Mm-hmm. We're going to catch up with you all, in front of all of you and with you. And we're just going to have a little reunion together.
I think on our break, I had people coming into my DMs, I'm sure you did too, that were like, I miss hearing you guys.
Yeah, on social media.
Like, I miss my weekly walks. A lot of you walk with us on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. Or people are like, oh, what's going on? And so, you know, what's really, really funny is, so I got home from vacation, you know, a couple days prior before seeing you, but we had said, hey, we're going to record on this day. And I said to Mallory, before Leanne comes to our house to record, I need to spend some time with her to talk and actually catch up.
It's kind of like pregame.
Yeah.
Like a pregame.
Because sometimes if we haven't seen each other, we spend a lot of time like catching up before we actually record. So we actually, before we recorded this, I think it was about 4 hours we spent together talking about what's happened over the last month. Probably some of the things we're going to talk about with you guys. Dreaming about the future of the podcast.
Yes.
You know, we had such a good time. And so this is really like, you know, one of my favorite things that people say about our podcast is that it's like sitting and having a cup of frothy coffee with friends.
That's what we're doing.
And this is literally the essence of that episode. Yeah. So this is like, hey, we've been gone a month. What's been going on? Let's catch up. What are we thinking about? What are we learning?
Yes.
All that kind of stuff.
Yes. What are we learning? So what's something you learned this past month?
You know, this last month was full of really fun things. You know, because I work in education, I have an opportunity to take off back-to-back weeks with my family. And, you know, the biggest thing is this in this season of life is being present with my family. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
now listen, that sounds cliche.
It does.
But it is the truth for you.
Totally.
I see it. I know it. It was part of the reason we took a break. You become so present that I have to text you things like, did Disney eat you alive? Are you okay?
Is it
going all right? Because you kind of also disconnect a little bit from your phone, which is good.
Yeah.
And you really concentrate on your kids. And this is what I told you yesterday when you told me this, is you see the benefits now. Of course you do. But we talk about the long game on this podcast
all the time.
And the long game for you is by doing what you've done this past month with your family, you will reap the benefits of that when they're 22, when they're 27, when they're 30, because the investment is not lost.
Yeah. So, this month has been all about, for me, it's been all about disconnecting.
Did you just belch under your breath?
A little bit. I'm trying to be polite.
It's because you have fizzy pop.
I know.
You have Sprite.
I'm trying to be polite
right
now. Sprite.
If you are listening.
Oh, I forgot about the bell. It's sitting right here.
Yes, if you're listening, Sprite,
come on. We need to warm up our bells.
Pull up, Sprite.
Pull up. Being present was the top priority this summer. It was all about being with my family. So listen, that doesn't mean I didn't scroll, but I didn't get my mind. I did not get my mind wrapped up in other stuff.
Yes,
you know, and what I will say this. for people that are listening that don't have a job where they're able to unplug for a couple weeks at a time, what a privilege it is for me. It really is. Yes, and I don't take that lightly.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful for it. And I'm squeezing the juice out of that privilege as much as I can right now, mm-hmm. especially while my kids are little.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's been a big one. I have some more thoughts, but I don't want to just keep talking. I want you to also talk.
I will tell you what I've been up to this last month and something exciting that happened that if you follow me on social media, which I'm at Leanne Miller, LEANN Miller, on Instagram, and you're Hey Matt Barris.
Mm-hmm.
And this past month,
our links for our Instagram are in the show notes.
Oh, show notes are back. Show notes are back.
I better get a pen.
Okay, so I our youngest son got engaged.
Yay!
And they got engaged on a beautiful beach in Glen Arbor, Michigan, while Emma was on her family vacation.
Yes.
Our oldest son and his fiance MG flew into Detroit. We picked them up on the way. We all piled in, all five of us in Daryl's truck. It was literally like my heart could have just kept busting open wide all week. It was just such a wonderful thing. And when I left that experience and when I'm reflective, here's what I want to ask all of us. Who are the people you're texting and calling to share the good news?
That's right.
Who are those people? And you probably have a few people that you list out in your head right now. And I encourage you to text those people today and say, I want you to know when something good happens in my life, you're one of the first people that I want to tell. Because if you think of that list, those are your people.
That's right.
Because chances are those same people are the people that you're texting or calling when things are hard.
That's right.
Because you can't have one without the other in friendship, you know? And I was just so thankful. I was so thankful that we were so celebrated.
Yeah.
Even our Instagram friends, the Instagram people that we know and love and that I know and love and know and love me, we're all celebrating.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, it's such a pivotal time in your life. And it just reminded me. I just have great people in my life.
Totally.
And I'm so thankful.
And I think it's also one of those things where when you look at that list, it's like you, when you think about the people that you want to celebrate with, you're thinking of, when I pick up the phone, are they going to ask critical questions? Are they going to be grouchy? Are they going to be jealous? Or are they truly going to celebrate with me? And I think those people are really important. It kind of reminds me of our episode of Who's in the Waiting Room with You.
Yes.
You know, who's in the good, who's in the bad.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, that list.
You know, who are the people that are life-giving in your life?
Yeah.
Because, listen, there are different varieties and different levels of friendship that we all have in our life.
Totally.
And there are the people that are there. Like,
come
hell or high water, Maddie.
That's right.
They're there. They're there in the good, the bad, the ugly, and they are there speaking life.
That's right.
You know, and then you're right. There are people that might not be really the top five on the list that you share great things with because you feel a certain way when you tell them something good,
right.
If that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it's really important to have those people in your life because celebrating alone can feel so lonely, but when you can celebrate with someone and you can be together and you can be present and they can enjoy joy with you, celebrating and with joy is such an exciting thing. And so it's so fun to have those people here. For me, one thing I've been doing this summer, if you were like, I wonder what a vacation with the Barris look like, well, I'll tell you what it kind of looks like. We travel south in our Honda Odyssey. It's a little, you know, it's getting a little rusty on the tips, just like me. I'm getting a little gray on my tips. We kind of look alike. We're a little silvery, rusty. But it's us, the kids, and the dog driving south.
Yes.
And truly what it looks like is...
Listen, Honda, if you're listening, you know, those Hondas, man, they start getting rust before they start wearing out on the inside.
In Ohio,
they
you
just
know.
Go, 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 those Hondas.
I know. And so what vacation looks like for us is Mallory is sitting passenger with me. She's managing the kids and the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I do? I pop in one earbud and I'm listening to books.
Oh, that's good.
So I need to talk about the books I'm listening to. First of all,
I know.
I listen to a book by Lucy Foley. It's called The Hunting Game.
Okay.
I honestly should look at it.
Well, you're going to put it in the show notes.
And then there was one I love called The Last Guest at the Wedding. Was a really good thriller.
I read that.
You did?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
About the girl marrying the guy.
Yes,
Billionaire.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I kept talking to Mallory about it, and I was like, I can't talk about it because I don't want to give it away.
Plus, she wants to read it. Yeah,
but that was such a good book.
Good book.
But besides,
what's the other hunting one? Did you find it?
I think it's called The Hunting Game.
Okay.
But besides those two, I like reading crime. Yes, I love crime thriller mystery.
We love Harlan Coben.
Yes. I also love autobiographies or biographies about people because, and I've talked about this before. You know, I think last summer was my Viola Davis and my Matthew McConaughey
that's
summer.
That's right. Yes, it
Green
was.
Green Lights.
Yes.
I love a biography because...
You also listened to the biography of Matthew Perry.
Oh, my word.
Yes. You were sad after that.
I was so sad. And so, you know, I think there's a lot that we can learn from those types of books.
Story. Oh, so encouraging.
And this summer, I have one that I really want you to... I want you to listen to it because I listened to it on audiobook. And it's by this comedian. I am sure people in this community know who I'm talking about, but her name is Leanne Morgan.
Hilarious.
She's like your soul sister.
She is.
Truthfully.
She's hilarious.
She's Southern.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm hilarious, but she is like, we could be friends. We could hang out.
She is awesome. And so her book was so good. It's called What in the World? And it's truly her life story from Leanne Morgan. Mm-hmm. And what, you know, when I listen to autobiographies or biographies, I often am trying to pick up the lesson in it. So I'm trying to think,
and
sometimes they tell you the lesson and sometimes you're picking it up yourself. Yeah. The big lesson that I learned from Leanne Morgan, and I'm not really giving away her anything. She has so many funny anecdotes in her book. She talks about raising kids, all this stuff. But the big lesson that I learned from her book is, you know, she's 58, I think, right now. Mm-hmm. And she just, last week, her show dropped on Netflix. It's a sitcom style show that just dropped. And maybe 2 years ago, she had a Netflix special of stand-up comedy.
Yes.
And, you know, the lesson that I learned from her is she talks about her whole life of raising babies, getting married, what her life was like in college. And she has done different comedic things and comedy her entire life.
Right.
So she started out as like a premier jewelry salesperson where she would essentially tell stories about her family in people's homes to sell jewelry. Then she would go to rotary clubs and do stand-up comedy there. And then for corporations.
Good.
And then
so she's started preparing her whole life for what is happening.
Yeah.
Right
so
now.
She did, she would put her babies to bed and drive to comedy clubs at like 10 o'clock at night.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much.
And, you know, I think the lesson for me is everything has built up to this moment. Mm-hmm. And it's easy for an outsider or for us to look at her life and go, man, she's an overnight success. Oh, that is not true. Mm-hmm. You know, that happens for some people.
Yeah.
You know, Matthew Perry would be one of those overnight success guys. He got his Friends gig when he was real young. But for her, she's been at it and she's been working. And, you know, I think sometimes it's easy to look at those people and be like, how lucky are they? Mm-hmm, but you know what? Mm-hmm. You know what I love about her story is she's been at it and she's been working. And I think for me, it was one of those encouraging things where I go, yeah, just keep doing what's right in front of you. You don't have to dream too far because when it's your time, it'll be your time. Yeah. And, you know, when opportunities
You're never too old and it's never too late.
Oh, that's so right. I'm just, I wish she listened to this podcast because I want to give her a big old hug and say congratulations.
Yes.
Because listening to her story was so fun to listen to it in July and then her show launch. I haven't watched it yet. But the trailer, it dropped on Netflix last week and, I want to watch her show, but I just want to be like, congratulations, look at you. And you know, what's really cool about her too, is she, is a believer and loves the Lord and talks about that in her book. And it's just fun when there's someone that you feel like is real and gets some level of success.
I love that she calls her husband like Chuck Morgan.
Yeah, Chuck Morgan. She married Chuck Morgan.
Yeah, she doesn't say Chuck. She just she's Chuck Morgan.
Yeah, and you know what else? One of her favorite phrases, I've only heard one other person in my actual real life say the phrase, I need to take to the band. And it's you. It's you. You're the only person in my life that's ever said, I need to take to the band.
Take to the band.
I've never heard of that until she says it all the time.
It's very Southern.
Never heard it.
Take to the bed.
What does take to the bed mean to you?
It just means like, oh, I'm tired and the dogs are barking and my feet hurt and my back is a little tight and I just need to take to the bed.
Yeah, never heard it till I met you.
Yeah, maybe even take a couple ibuprofen on the way up the steps.
Did you pick that up in Virginia?
Yeah.
To the bed.
Aunt Gigi says she could take to the bed. I mean, you know that Aunt Gigi says that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's really her family's who I picked it
that
up from.
Is
her
so
mom
funny.
Used to always say, oh, I just got to take to the bed.
Take to the bed. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're listening, I would encourage you to, I listen to it through the Libby app and through my library, the audiobook. Yeah, so it's good. Free. Leanne Morgan, What in the World?
That's it.
And so I would encourage you to check it out. It was a fun book. I was reading, actually, I put it in my Goodreads. Do you know what Goodreads is? It's so fun.
I've heard of it, but I don't
Goodreads know. Is where you can track your books and you can see your friends tracking their
is
books.
Is that an app?
Yeah.
Of course it's an app. There's just apps for everything
so
these
fun.
Days. Just app.
I saw this review from this, it's not a friend of mine, but he said his review of this book was, this book prepared this 25-year-old male to be a 55-year-old woman someday.
That is so
because
funny.
It's written with that bent.
That's so funny.
It was so good.
Good lessons. Good
it's
lessons
so good.
There. I think if you're younger than us, you know, I'm gonna be. Listen, just
I got a birthday
just
coming
in a
up.
Couple days. In a couple days, I'm gonna be saying I'm 57.
Wow.
57 years old. I'm 3 years away from 60.
It's going to take us a minute to figure that out.
It's going to be a minute. But I think if you're in your 20s and 30s, a really good piece of advice I can give you, and I think this kind of got built into me because we had an 11-room inn, and when we owned that, when I was in my 20s and 30s, people walking in our door were over 50, most of them, over 45, 50. So I had a bend toward listening to older voices.
Yeah.
It is very wise. If you're in your 20s and 30s, it's very wise to get in front of some people that are over 50 that you're like, I really love the way they're doing life and how they approach life. Get in front of those people. If maybe they're at your yoga studio, maybe they're at your church, maybe they volunteer somewhere. You see them volunteering at The Nest or O Huddle or somewhere nonprofit.
Yeah.
And you think, I feel like I could learn something from them. Ask them to coffee, because don't underestimate the voice of someone older and more seasoned and who has lived a lot of life in front of you.
Right.
You can learn so much. And, you know, we were just recently, you and I were talking with one of the managers at The Nest and Frantique, our favorite, he might even be the executive director. We didn't ask him that, but it's our favorite thrift stores here in Worcester, Ohio. And we were just asking him his story, and we were listening to his story. And I just, while he was talking, I was like, there's so much to learn from people. There's so much to learn about the life they've lived and the experiences they've had and the lessons they have learned. If you will open your ears and listen to some of that, you will be further ahead when you turn 45.
100%. Yeah. I think surrounding ourselves with people from different generations.
So important.
Gives us different perspectives or,
it's so important.
You know, just helps us see the world maybe from a different angle.
Yes.
Now,
another thing I've been thinking about this month, I'm not going to say it's a lesson because we talk about it often, but it was just reinforced with me this month. You know, we're getting to know new families, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Our family's getting to know Teddy's fiance, MG, her family, her whole family. And then we're also getting to know Emma's whole family.
All at the same time.
You got two weddings in the works. And well, you know how much I love people.
I know.
You know how much I love stories and people and life. But while we're getting to know them, what keeps coming back to me, what I keep thinking about and what I keep kind of marinating is something that you said to me a long time ago. And it was when Teddy and MG first started dating. I can't even remember what we were talking about. And you said to me, think long game.
That's right.
Think long game before you say anything, do anything, have an opinion, before you state your opinion that may be different than say Teddy and MG's or Joey and Emma's. Think long game. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a good it was a good reminder this month as I look over the landscape of my current life and the current relationships in my life is to think long game.
Yeah.
Like there could be things going on that are hard that you want to, you want to wrap it up. You want to just be like, you want to say what you want to say but no, think long game.
Yeah, that's
long
right. game. You know, we live in such an instant gratification society with phones and texting and, you know, people, both of us, truthfully, have gotten texts while we're recording this. People have this expectation that we get back to them right away.
Yes,
we have to take care of it. We really don't.
Nope.
And I think that's such a good lesson to be like.
Now, listen, you're at Disney and you're 3 days and I haven't heard from you and I'm like,
Are you okay? I'm there.
I know. I'm like, are you okay? You will get back with me and you'll say, oh, we walked 18,000 steps today.
Right.
And we all just got out of the shower and I took to the bed. But the truth is, you know, keep going. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, we live in such an instant gratification society where we can, and it's not all a bad thing. You know, I can pull up whatever I want on the internet. I can AI anything
show
I want.
Show notes, man.
But
show notes.
But you know what is, I think in our life with human interactions, I think when we are cautious and thoughtful and think about what we say before we say it. Because I think sometimes our brains get so used to, I have to text them back. I have to find that answer. I have to have a response. You don't. You don't always have to have a response.
Listen.
And I will say this, not to dabble in something we don't talk about a lot, but in politics, I think the internet has become a detriment to us because in news, both. I think there's these instant reactions or these instant things that people throw out on the internet. And it's often an emotional reaction or something salacious. I think I've referenced this, but there was this study done on news where this guy from I think he was from the Wall Street Journal. He removed all news from his life except newspaper news. So all the news from the internet.
It's kind of like my that's kind of like my Amish grandfather, my Amish father-in-law.
Yeah, removed all news because what happens is by the time something comes into print, it's often a little more thoughtful. It's a little less reactionary, and it had a little bit of time to marinate. And I think that's such a good lesson for us, especially when we're talking about helping our kids enter into a new family as they get married. You know, it might be easy to say, well, that's not how our family does it. Or, your parents, we would never do that as your parents. And I'm not saying that you have, but I think it's easy to have those big reactions instead of the long game, you know, slowly helping your kids navigate it. Because no doubt your kids are going to come to you and say, hey, this happened. And how's that? And you have a choice. If you're going to set your child up to integrate into their spouse's family, or if you're going to start sowing seeds of division. And listen, I'm not there, but I'm sure there is a temptation to keep your kids close to you and to try to hoard them for yourselves. But the reality is as you navigate that with your kids and you help them integrate into their other family, you just got to be so careful.
Yeah. Well, you know, Matt, here's the thing. I'm a boy mom. So I have a feeling, and I don't have girls, so I don't know, but I have a feeling that it could feel a little more challenging with a girl because there's a whole lot more emotions and there's just a different connection with a girl. The truth is that we have raised boys that wouldn't even tolerate me wanting to keep a hold of them and keep them, hold them tight and keep them in the unhealthy space. It just wouldn't happen.
That's true.
And I talked a little bit about in-laws on my Instagram this last month and I did a whole what's it like? What do you want your daughter-in-law to know? What do you want your mother-in-law to know? And I shared some of it. And all day, it was an all-day thing. I told you this. It was all day in the DMs of people sharing. And I was reading what a daughter-in-law feels about a mother-in-law that has never accepted her, never been kind to her, never, ever supported her, and always pretty much said, my son could have did so much better than you. Now, this is over 20 years of marriage. Oof. Kids that are in college, like grown kids that are this woman's grandchildren, right? And you're still not accepting, loving, and caring for who your son chose. And while I was reading it, I sent a screenshot of a message to Emma and MG from someone whose mother-in-law has just been just brutal to this woman. And I said to them, I want you girls to read this, and I want you to never, ever allow me to step in any kind of position or role or have the character of this story. And MG, who I just love MG. Yeah. MG reminds me of a mixture of some of my closest friends. Totally. I just love her. She messaged right away back and said, first of all, I would never allow this.
Of you.
That she would never allow That's it right. from me.
Right.
I would never allow this. I would never allow someone to speak to me the way that this woman has spoken. And she said, and second of all, you would never, ever talk to either one of us this way in the first place.
Right.
So I think there is I think when you look across relationships like that and you look across like long game, you're not going to change people.
Right.
So if you are in a situation like, and this is what I was going back and forth with several people, and the woman that has been married to her husband over 20 years and was experiencing still just this non-acceptance from her mother-in-law and her sister-in-laws, she's gone to therapy. She's been in therapy and she's gone to counseling. Because here's the thing, we're not going to change people, but what we can change is how we navigate it and how we handle it. Totally. Because there is always a way. There's always a way. There's always a way through. But sometimes you need help to figure out what that way 100%. Through is.
100%. Yeah. And I love that you've been reflecting on that. I think, you know, you're in a really busy season of life.
I'm thinking, and I'm putting it through the filter and putting lots of conversations through the long game filter.
That's right. You know, a couple people asked me on Instagram, did you do the Post-it thing? Remember when I've talked about the Post-it thing?
Oh, yeah, with your kids in Hilton
when
Head.
When we were gone in Hilton Head, we did the Post-it thing where we, you know, if you're not familiar with that, what my mother-in-law does is we brainstorm with the kids. What are the things we want to do while you're here?
I love that. Put
them on the fireplace mantle.
On post-it notes.
Mm-hmm. And then once we've done them, the kids take them off or move them down or whatever. And it's so good. It's such a good thing for our kids.
Well, it gives your kids something to look forward to. It also takes the wondering. Like sometimes on vacation, kids can wonder, what are we going to do? Can we do this? Can we do this? Can we do this? It takes all that out where they can look up on the mantle and say, well, there's Putt-Putt, there's shopping, there's the Disney store.
And I think too, sometimes it's like if you don't make a plan, you don't use your time wisely. And it's easy to be didn't really do anything, sometimes you need that. But
yes,
in my experience, when you got little kids, you got to keep them busy on vacation.
Keep them busy. And listen, they're always eating.
That's right. Kids always eat. You know what was one of the most fun parts of this summer that I haven't talked to you about yet really is Remy has learned how to swim.
Oh,
she did. She took a couple swim classes, two.
Yeah.
And that just helps. Got the confidence to go for
it. The swim classes help because it removes the parent out of the scenario. So there's the sense of concern and fear is kind of removed.
Sure.
And it gives it to the hands of somebody who teaches kids how to swim.
Sure.
And that changed for our boys much too. Once they went to swim lessons. Yep.
She got it. She got the knack of it. Now she's doing headstands and somersaults and
flips
and
all
that jazz.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much.
Here's the other thing that happened over the summer that I think is important to bring to this community is my middle child, Fitz, is now a bird watcher. He watches the birds.
That's so great.
And he was in heaven.
You got him the Peterson.
I know. We got him the Peterson book. We'll probably get him the Sibley one.
Listen, you can also download the bird app.
We have it. Merlin.
Bird app.
We have Merlin. Don't you worry.
It's so great.
We listen to the calls.
Yes, I love that he is bird watching. That's amazing.
I know. You know, Mallory and I looked at each other once and I said, we are raising the most lovely, beautiful nerds. And I'm so proud of that.
I remember our pediatrician, his name was Dr. Nguyen. He's still in practice in Canton. And he agreed to see our boys through college. You know, most pediatricians excuse their patients at a certain year, but our boys loved going to him because he was kind of like a comedian.
Yeah.
And so I took Teddy to him, and Teddy was taller than him at this point. And he looked at Teddy and he said, Teddy, I got a question for you. And Teddy said, yeah. And you know, Teddy used to wear those kind of horn rim glasses.
Yeah.
And he said, are you a nerd? And Teddy said, Well, yes, Dr. Nguyen, I am.
That is
I am
so a nerd. Funny.
And he said, I thought so. And then he said, I am too. And then they just talked nerdy things. And
I love it.
They talked about what they were reading. And it was just such a good thing because it's like he gave him permission. He gave him permission to just be like, yes, I am a nerd. And,
absolutely.
And I'm loud and proud about it.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Well, it has been such a fun summer, and we are ready to get back in the saddle. We're excited about it. We have some things in the works.
Yes.
We have some things planned.
Yes.
And as always, 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 if you have some ideas or suggestions, slide into our DMs and say, can you guys please talk about this?
And listen, if you're happy to see us back and you haven't given us any stars on Spotify or a review on Apple Podcasts, we sure would appreciate it because, boy, does that help us. Now, listen, before... we talk about food. Before we talk about food, I have a little thing I wanted. I forgot to tell you about this yesterday. I kind of gave you a preview of it, but I forgot to tell you. And last night it was terrorizing me. What?
The thing, the person that you ran into?
Yes.
Do you want to say
No.
Oh, you want to talk about
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make it fast.
Okay.
And we can elaborate on it later if we want next week. Because it we can do a podcast about the whole idea of it. Because I went to Orlando recently.
I know. You went to the motherland.
You went to the motherland. Yes, I went to the motherland of Disney and I did not go there. But I went to an adorable restaurant and I was waiting in line. And I made friends with the guy in front of me.
Naturally.
And he was probably 65, retired from the Coast Guard. And he definitely looked like a man that you would want to rescue you if you were stranded in the ocean. And he came
in a helicopter.
Came propelling down from a helicopter.
Right.
I don't even know if they propel. I don't know what they do down from the helicopter. Yeah. But he's the guy you want.
Sure.
Because he's not playing around. He's saving your life. And so I said to him, I know I can trust you. What is the best sandwich in Orlando? He told me. What is the best Italian restaurant? He told me. All of it. So we became friends. His wife wasn't in the line. She had went back to the car.
Yeah.
She comes back. We're friends. Like we're exchanging information. We're friends. And she says, we're really not exchanging information, but he was giving me information.
On Instagram?
Well, he was giving me information I was putting in my phone about the restaurants and all of that. And his wife came back and he introduced us and we had a great conversation. And then we sat down to eat. She came over to the table and she said, listen, I want to make sure you know to get a piece of carrot cake before you leave. She said, because their carrot cake here is just
That's
so good.
That's a friend. Yeah.
Right? And she said, and then I want to tell you that in the line over there with the red hat on is a celebrity. And it's a HGTV celebrity, and I'm not going to say his name. Now, maybe if you come into the DMs, I'll tell you, but into my Instagram DMs, I'll tell you. But otherwise, I don't want to mention this person's name out loud. And this person, I have loved watching on HGTV because I feel like I have watched their career just from the beginning. So I said to Daryl and the friends we were traveling with, I'm going to go up and say hello. Mm-hmm. And I am actually going to even ask for a picture because like this, I feel like I've watched this person grow up in front of me on HGTV. So I waited until I felt like there was a break in the conversation, at their table and there were two people and I went and kind of grabbed the back of the chair and leaned down and I said, hey, I said, I am so sorry, but can I interrupt you? And they looked at me and kind of pulled their head back and looked at me and said, well, I don't really have much of a choice, do I?
Whoa.
And it took me so off guard. I froze.
Yeah. Like, that's hard to do to you.
Because it was like all of a sudden I was not welcome to... Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, well, I guess you don't, do you? And I said, how should I have said that? I said, how should I have said that to you? He said, oh, you should have just walked right up to this table and said, I am totally interrupting you.
Huh.
And I said, okay, well, I'm totally interrupting you. And I said, I feel like I have watched your career from the beginning. And I just wanted to say that I've loved watching you become. I have loved watching you grow. Mm-hmm. And it's offered you so many opportunities. And I guess I just wanted to stop and be encouraging.
Yeah.
And also just say hi and meet you because it's cool. And they said, well, retirement. I can see retirement coming, you know, because this person has spent years now in HDTV. And I said, well, congratulations. I said, keep doing what you love. And
yeah.
And I just wanted to be encouraging and say hello.
Yeah.
And I walked away. And while I was walking away, I thought, yeah, I did not. I have my camera ready to take a picture, but I did not take a picture because I thought, you know, that first sentence, interaction was like he did not want me there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it spoke to how we respond to people and our welcoming.
Yeah, that's right.
Like how we welcome people into a space, how we welcome people that walk up to us, how we welcome people that say, I don't know you, but I've seen you, I've watched you, I've listened to the podcast. Maybe for us, it's listen to the podcast. You know, I had an experience with Wayne Dawson and Kenny Crumpton, who are two of our local TV personalities on Fox. Out of Cleveland. They've been on Fox. Matt, how long have they been there?
Since I was born.
But yeah. No, that's not a joke. That's serious. I think Wayne Dawson did his internship at Fox 8 in the 70s and has never left Fox 8. I went somewhere with them. Actually, I went to Walnut Creek Cheese, which we're getting ready to talk about. I went to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market with them because they wanted to kind of do a back kitchen tour type of thing. I'm going to tell you, they were stopped. Every three to five steps, people stopped them.
Yeah.
People ran. People grabbed them. People hugged them. People just oohed and aahed and gushed over them. And it was such a learning, great experience because they made everyone feel so important and so appreciated.
Totally.
I mean, Kenny and Wayne both would just embrace people, like just let them hug as long as they wanted to hug. And they would say, thank you for being encouraging.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching Fox 8. Thank you for saying hello. It was so good to meet you. And, you know, just where are you from? And I learned something that day. I'm like, you know, do they feel like doing this with everyone? Maybe not, but you sure wouldn't know because they're just doing the right thing. They're welcoming, embracing, and just loving people. And it was just a really odd experience because now I have to say, after that experience, I'm like, yeah.
Right, like, right. It makes you think differently.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm glad I encouraged him. I'm glad I said hello. But he it's kind of like that saying, don't meet your heroes.
That's right.
Because I was expecting him to be like, hey, girl.
Right.
Like, thank you for coming up and saying that. I expected him to be very warm and embracing and welcoming. And he was not.
Right.
Like,
that's
it was just like, well, do I have a choice?
Yeah.
I mean, it just felt so, I don't feel awkward often, and you know this, mm-hmm. but boy, did I feel awkward.
I feel like there's a whole podcast living in that.
For sure.
But hey, let's talk about food.
Okay.
I know what you're going to talk about. I saw you. I saw you on Instagram tooling around Amish country with Heather and Carlos Whitaker this summer.
And we always go to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market
because
Heather always wants the chipotle cinnamon rub, the dry rub from the spices. And you know, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market has a lovely section called Simply Natural. It's made here locally. It's made by an Amish family near Fredericksburg. And they make things like collagen and they make different mixes. They make actually a frosty mix. They make a gluten-free flour
that's
lovely.
Cool.
So it's a one-for-one ratio, like one cup. It's a one-for-one ratio as if you were using flour with gluten for recipes. And it's beautiful flour. And we just go there every single time someone comes into town. I have to go there.
I know.
Because,
I know.
You know, it's also kind of like, it feels like a show-off place. It
100%.
Feels like, do you want to visit Amish country? Oh, I'm going to show off a little.
That's right.
And I'm going to take you to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market because this place is incredible.
That's
and
true.
All the people that work there are incredible.
Yeah.
Like the kitchenware's part of the store, Peg Beachy and her team, shout out.
Yeah.
We love you. They're all so helpful.
Yeah.
And it's just a great place.
It is. It's awesome. If you come and visit us here in Amish country, mm-hmm. be sure mm-hmm. to stop by Walnut mm-hmm. Creek Cheese and Market. Mm-hmm. There are actually two locations. There's mm-hmm. one in Berlin, Ohio, mm-hmm. which is, I'll say it feels like a local store
yes.
more.
Yes.
They
smaller.
Don't, they it's don't small. Carry as much product.
Not as much kitchenware.
The larger one is in Walnut Creek, yes. Ohio, yeah. and you can't miss it.
Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. If you're local and you got to run in and got to get a few things,
right.
you go to that Berlin location 100%. If you're closer to that. But if you are from Dayton or Kentucky or Pittsburgh or sure. Holland, Michigan,
that's right.
You know, and you only get to Amish country every now and then, please do not it's miss the Walnut Creek right. location. It's only about 10 to 13 minutes from the Berlin location. If you go to the Berlin location first, you're not having the whole experience, right, in right, my right. opinion. But the Berlin location is lovely.
Yes, it's awesome. Hey, well, thanks for joining us in this catch-up episode of These Are Good Days. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.